What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Kessel Run Radio, the fastest Star Wars show in the galaxy. My name is Noah Outlaw. I am one of your hosts, as always. And as always, I'm here with Claire Stribling. How are you?
Oh, hey, howdy, hey. Doing well.
Hey, howdy, hey. How you doing today? You good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kind of grandparents since
that was nice.
And yeah, just chilling.
That's always a good time, and I'm good too. I'm just hanging out, you know. Just no Corey because he has mono. Corey has mono, guys. I don't know if y'all remember that, but he has mono.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, but you know, just another day of Star Wars news. A whole lot of packed in news today. I think we should just jump into it because this first one's actually pretty exciting for the KRT people. Yeah, us KRT people. Yesterday, let's get into the first topic. Mina Massoud took to his Instagram page and posted a picture of him. He's looking like a hunk. He's looking good. You know, it's hot Ezra season.
He's a nice smile.
He does. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he does. He is a good looking cat.
Yeah, he is. And he's perfect for Ezra, I think. And yeah, so he went on Instagram, posted a picture of him looking like a straight tenor. And then in the caption was a quote from none other than Ezra Bridger from season 2, episode 9. The episode's called Stealth Strike. And he's being, you know, he got captured by stormtroopers. And he says something along the lines of, by the way, when I escape, I won't hurt any of you. That was his caption on this picture. That is an Ezra Bridger quote. And it's not like a super known one either. Like he did that for a reason. He wanted us to know what's up. So Claire, exciting stuff from Mina over there.
It is. I'm a little torn as to how this, what the implications of this are. Yeah. Obviously, he knows the word around the street because of us has been that people seem to think he's playing Ezra Bridger.
He's playing
Ezra Bridger. I've seen some people be like, oh, he's just pulling a Rahul. The second that anybody says Ezra, I'm going to play along with the game to get hype and likes and clicks, but I don't think so. I don't think that's the case, guys.
I don't think that's the case at all.
That's a weird Ezra quote, too.
Yeah, it's that's like, the thing.
It's not like something you would think of him saying right off the bat. Like, this guy is scrolling through the episodes. Yeah. I mean,
no, he's watching. He's watching Rebels. He's getting to know the character of Ezra. I'm just so excited to see Ezra in live action. Like, it's not something I ever thought we'd get. Like, just the fact that we're getting Ezra Bridger and Sabine, and even Ahsoka. We obviously already saw Ahsoka, but I still can't believe it. Thrawn live action. Oh man! Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and it's so funny too because my hype is so exceptionally high to see Ezra specifically. And if you had told me that when I was watching season 1 of Rebels, I would be sitting here this hyped for a live action Ezra. I'd be like, why? But entire show, he just grew on all of us so much and grew so much as a character. And I love what they've been doing in this era of animated Star Wars is giving these characters that otherwise wouldn't have been explored so much character development and so much depth. Yep. And They done did it real good, and I'm excited to see when they bring him back.
I know. I was gonna say it's like if you would have told me when I was watching the season 4 finale that the story is gonna be told finished in live action, I'd have been like,
what?
Honestly, I would have been like, what? Why? Because I like the thing is I liked Rebels, but I would have just been like, this is what we're doing. But after seeing like Mando and all the stuff that's coming to Disney Plus, there being no shortage of content, because like the reason I say why is because I was like, I want this show, I want a Kenobi show, I want some other stuff connected, and we're getting all of it. So Chapek the other day said he wants 100 Star Wars show, 100 shows a year. And that's a lot of Star Wars in there. So like, there's no shortage of content coming. Thank goodness, because like we need it. But like,
please, I don't know, soon. Now,
please, like, Bad Batch.
May is so far away.
May is so far away.
So far.
Later in the show, I'm gonna be talking about the Ewok adventures, bro. Like, it's not like no, man. That's not, no, you put your arms down. Like, that's not something we're going to get excited for. But no.
Oh, speak for yourself, son.
All right, like, well, thank you. Thank you. All right, cool. I was worried about what's going to be said during that. I'll let you run that topic for sure. But, but the thing is, no, like I'm just so excited to see, I can't believe we're seeing Ezra in live action. Mm-hmm. I would love it if we got to see like flashbacks of like Kanan, like honestly, like get Freddy to play Kanan.
Yeah.
Like you could just do that, and like it'd be really cool to see that.
Give him a brown wig, cover, you know. Let's
exactly. He would look fine. He would look good. I think he's probably the most like too like screen accurate actor to voice actor. Like Freddie could play Kanan, and I would be like, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Oh yeah, and you know, obviously, quite a bit of live action acting experience. So
exactly. You seen those Scooby-Doo movies?
He was Fred.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just bring that Fred energy. That Fred energy.
Exactly. I was watching like scenes from that movie, and I was like, "That's Kanan." Are you kidding? Like, that's Kanan.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I was gonna say the exact same thing. Like, I still own the original live action Scooby Doo movie on DVD. And do I play it every now and then? Oh yeah, I do. Is that making me a little weird? I don't care. There's Rowan Atkinson, and he plays Scrappy Doo. Okay, well, kind of. Scrappy Doo plays Rowan Atkinson. So,
wait, who the hell? Wait, who's Rowan Atkinson?
Buddy, it's Mr. Bean.
It's Mr. Bean.
I didn't know that.
Thank you, Garrett. Thank you for educating the son today. Why are you son? That's weird.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
No, seriously, I didn't know. I'm sorry, I'm not a diehard Mr. Bean fan. And also, chat, I'm coming to look at
it. Okay, well, I am. That's why you have me here.
Okay, fine. Well, good.
That's why we keep producer around.
Also in the chat, I'm monitoring. I haven't been looking at the chat, but I'm sorry if y'all have been saying things or sent super chats. I have not been looking, but I'm going to go look at it now. So, but yeah, chat, how are we doing today, too? I just want to know, how's everyone feeling today? Rumored to play Thrawn. That'd be something. I'd
could
like
you
to
imagine?
Unironically, like that.
You would not. Bro. You would. You would definitely ironically like it. That's definitely a thing that you would do. Well, yeah. So, shout out to Mina. Obviously, seems like he's playing.
What's the quote that he used?
Just so y'all know, when I get out of here, when I escape, I won't hurt you.
Okay, because you sent me that. Anybody. And I didn't know what the caption was on Twitter, so I was just looking at a picture of him shirtless with that quote. I didn't know that was an Ezra quote, so I was like, what is he talking about?
Like, also, that is such a weird caption without context. Weirdest of captions.
I was like, I got intimidated. I'm like, do not
talk to me like that. That's funny. No, so exciting stuff over there, and you know, hopefully that gets officially announced soon so we can add that to the list of confirmed scoops. Thank you all so much for being here and for being on board, and we got more to come. Lots of exciting stuff happening. So and we're waiting for Bad Batch, we're waiting for Book of Boba. Like those are gonna be so good. But until we get to talk about those more, we'll move on to today's next topic, who I guess Claire Stribling is just really excited about. EU content coming to Disney Plus, including, look at this beautiful little fam bam. The Ewoks look awful. They are scary looking. It is a frightening.
I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah, I hate it as well. But Claire is dancing in her little box. So
he's also standing the Ewok adventures.
Claire, it's not just these though. It's the Ewok Adventure. It is the what's his name?
Tartakovsky. I can't pronounce it right. I am so sorry. I love your Clone Wars. I'm sorry.
He's watching. So. But we're going to have those on the old Disney Plus machine. There's other, what else is there, Claire? Do you remember? There's a whole bunch.
Tartakovsky. His Clone Wars. Ewok Adventures, Caravan of Courage.
Caravan, yeah. There's a bunch of stuff coming.
There's a bunch of stuff coming on there.
there's a list of a bunch of EU stuff coming on, stuff that's not canon. But also, does this like, Claire, well, like, are these canon?
No.
Are the Ewok movies canon?
Yes.
I'd love it if they were canon, actually. That'd be really cool.
Yes, canon.
Wait, is there anything? When was the last time you watched these? Because I haven't watched those since I was a kid.
I haven't watched them in maybe about 4 years. But here's the thing. Also, there's a couple reasons why I'm really excited that these are coming. One, because like much like the holiday special vein, but they're better than the holiday special, but they are equally bad. They're equally good because they're bad. But here's another thing. We have so many incredible things. Blurgs were created for Caravan of Courage, recycled for Mandalorian. So much great, weird Star Wars was made for the Ewok movies. Okay? True. This is me living in my weird Star Wars elephant is what I almost said. I'm really tired. I've been trying to move. The Star Wars element. I'm so freaking excited. The puppetry is weird. You're talking to a girl who's obsessed with all things Jim Henson, like, especially during the 80s. In early 90s, like, this is my bread and butter. This is the weird space that I live in. And I'm not going to lie. I adore these movies. They are objectively not very good, but I love them anyway. Also, I'm excited because Sizzle, that'll probably be coming to Bad Motivators content. If you guys also shout out to Bad Motivators, they're great podcasts. Go listen to them. One of my best friends in the world, Dallas Wood. He and I were texting the other day and he's like, I haven't watched the Ewok movies since I was a child when they first came out. And I'm like, Dallas, I don't want to, buddy.
You're going to watch it?
We're going to drink some beer and watch the Ewok movies together.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be so good.
That's going to be on Bad Motivators. You got to go check that out, because when that comes out, that's going to be fantastic.
So fun.
Is it going to be on the Patreon?
I think it probably will end up on the Patreon, but if you want to see two complete weirdos freaking out about weird Star Wars, that's going to be a blast.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be great content right there.
It is. And it's like on the topic of the day, I see the chat has been screaming his name with the passionate, loving cry. Dirge is from
Clone
Wars.
So listen, I was going to bring up Dirge.
Who is this guy? He's a bounty hunter. And basically Dirge's deal is that Dirge became involved with the Confederacy of Independent Systems because he's a bounty hunter and he really hates that Jango Fett. So guess what he gets to do if he fights the clones? He gets to kill Jango Fett's left and right.
That's true. So he's excited.
It's a really, really awesome scene from the first Clone Wars animated, the Tartakovskys.
Yeah, Clone Wars. Yeah.
And basically what happens is Obi-Wan is like, I'm gonna bust you, banking clan guy, with all these clones surrounding him. And what happens is Dirge bursts through like the window and he's like this crazy android thing, but he can regenerate. So it's a super cool, super, super interesting fight. He ends up like basically swallowing Obi-Wan into his weird, like Laffy Taffy skin. It's crazy. He's wild. I love him. And he like, you cut off his arm and then it grows back his weird little tentacly things. And then he takes out clones, a clone electrocutes him, and then he swells up and gets all bubbly. He is neat. He's another weird. No. You gotta watch it when it comes.
Is he in the Clone Wars?
He's in the Tartakovsky's Clone Wars. Yeah.
The Tartakovsky's. Okay.
Tartakovsky. So you will be seeing it on Disney Plus soon. Sizzle, sizzle. Yeah, you've got to, because he's actually really, really cool.
Yeah. No, I saw a lot of people talking about him. I honestly just did not know who it was. So
hype is real.
And I'm excited to watch those because those are cool. They have a Samurai Jack animation, and I love Samurai Jack. So I'm excited. Jack, for Samurai Jack. Keep it going.
I'm not gonna do anymore. Nope, that's all I'm doing.
So I'm excited for those. Look, am I excited for the Ewok adventures? No, not really. What? Yes, ma'am. What?
What you will be excited for is splitting two bottles of wine and watching Ewok adventures with me.
That's true. That is true. That is what I'm looking forward to. And
that is one bottle of wine apiece, so that we're both completely plastered and you can enjoy it. Like much like when you turn on these two, I need to be plastered.
Oh, geez, Louises.
Where's your cardigan today, Mr. Roger?
I'm never wearing it again because I got bullied so much.
I heard the running. I didn't see him running.
Yeah,
so I got
scared. I saw it. It was a very frightening. My angle was very scary. Also, I do want to shout out. We had a super chat from Carter Friend. My good friend Carter is that what I will call him now? Because he sent us $50 on the super chat. So appreciate it.
Thank you, Carter.
Thank you, Carter, so much. He didn't even have a question. He just sent it. But thank you very much.
Good friend Carter.
So that's true. Actually, I'm looking at the chat and Luna mentions there's no holiday special, which is kind of a bummer.
But that's not ever going to happen. That's not ever going to happen because after it, like, basically, there are very, very few copies of that after it aired, unless people taped them on television. There's very few because after it happened, Lucasfilm and George were basically, and all of the actors and everybody involved and all of the people who wrote any reviews of it were like, burn it with fire. Let it die. And that is what Lucasfilm did. But it is on YouTube. Bless whoever recorded that on YouTube because I watch it every year.
I'm shocked.
It's the holiday spirit.
You watch it every year?
I watch it every year.
No. Did you watch it this year?
You get a little eggnog. You get some cookies. And then you celebrate Life Day. We celebrate a day of peace.
We didn't. You must have celebrated without me because I didn't celebrate no kind of Life Day because I don't watch the holiday special every year because who does that?
It's so fun. It's for laughs. Who takes Star Wars seriously, people? Come on now.
Claire has issues, someone said in the chat.
It's like watching The Room, okay? It's like watching
Rex and Cole says, but then Legia says, Claire, you're a beast. And I think it's a good thing. You are a beast. You are a beast.
Legia usually spits straight facts in the chat.
She does. She's always spitting facts. She does. No, I mean I'm bummed but I guess it's on YouTube, so we're saved. I kind of haven't taken it off YouTube, to be honest.
It's because technically, I mean, I guess it was copyrighted, but also they don't sell copies of it, nor did they ever. I don't think they ever sold home releases of it. So I think that it's probably like fair game at this point.
God, why was that so bad? Who let that happen? Like, I'm so interested. Is there someone needs to make like a documentary?
And it's such an interesting thing because it's like, the 70s were an era of these TV variety hour shows, and they did their darn tootinest, and they got some famous names and tried to the classic 70s. We got Jefferson Starship.
Is it Mary J. Blige on there?
Or
is
Mary J. Blige?
What's it?
Wrong time frame. She's not quite killing stuff yet.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay, I messed up. Who
in like 79?
Who else sings in it?
What's her name? Why am I blanking on? Shoot. Who was it?
I don't know.
Does that weird trippy moment where like where Itchy is sitting there enjoying her performance in a very uncomfortable way.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Arthur's in it, but she's Akmina, Arquina. B. Arthur, queen of the stage. So Akmina does not do that creepy number. She does the settle down, friends, let's have a round.
Yeah.
I don't know all the words, but you know
Levi
what I mean.
Bond. She's Levi, the queen. Levi Bond just said, the animated part of the holiday special actually is coming to Disney Plus.
Oh, that's great because I love the Boba Fett cartoon.
Story of a Faithful Wookiee is what it's called. I don't. All right. It's exciting stuff. The Ewok. I'm excited to watch the Ewok movies.
No, you're not.
Are
I
you?
Am. I'm excited. I'm excited to drink wine and do it or watch.
See, that's how I get you to watch anything.
That's true. I'll drink it. Yeah. That'll make it fun. And I actually am genuinely excited for Tartakovsky's.
Tartakovsky.
Clone Wars. It's like such this very like sounds like a really important name, Tartakovsky. And then he goes, I'm excited to watch Tartakovsky's Star Wars: The Clone Wars show. You know what I mean? but
it is so good and so important. It's such an important part of Star Wars culture that you haven't experienced yet, too. That's exciting.
That's good. I got a lot. I need to experience some Clone Wars. I like that. I bet you I like that series more than I like the 2008.
Hey, Noah.
What?
You think you're excited about the Ewok thing? Have you seen the villain?
Oh, that's right. Also, I didn't want to bring the that is true. Go ahead. Click that, Garrett. They have this is the scariest villain in all of Star Wars. This is the villain from the Ewok movie. He frightens me more than anyone.
I don't remember his name.
It's probably like Flegnon. That's what I'd guess.
Flegnon?
Flegnon. He's a scary individual. Like, he's genuinely like the scariest creature in Star Wars. Like, that's
this is for children.
Exactly. That's my thing.
There he is again.
Who is? Stop. Stop. But the thing is, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would they make him so scary? Like, Darth Vader's not even scary, really. Like Darth Vader's scary, but
I disagree with Darth Vader being scary. Well, have you stood next to a Darth Vader? Like, when I got to do my Lucasfilm tour, they have one of the screen-used Darth Vader costumes, like, in a display case in, like, one of those places where you can see stuff. They also had, like, that's where they had, like, Roger Rabbit and stuff like that. Like, the Roger Rabbit that they used as a stand-in. So cool.
Whoa, really?
Who's falling apart.
That's my guy, Roger.
Roger's pretty rad. Anyway, so there's a lost my train of thought. Oh, but also if you're my height, which if I round up, I'm 5'1", and you stand next to the David Prowse worn giant Darth Vader costume, I'm just like, this is overwhelming. It's like we need to leave this room right now. It's basically the feeling that has in person. It's just like, I do not feel comfortable in this room. He's watching me. There's a lightsaber somewhere. I do not feel comfortable with this at all.
I felt that way with Kylo Ren at when I was at Disney. And like you meet Kylo Ren at Disneyland, and he's scary. He talks to you like he's mad at you, and I didn't like it too much.
I felt that way about some cosplayers though. Some of them were really good.
That's
like
true.
At Celebration, there's a couple that I'm always like, you make me scared.
Like, isn't Darth Maul?
Oh, Darth Maul scary.
Darth Talon, there's people walking around and I'm like, get away. I don't like
scary.
It.
The other one that like really like stresses me out quite a bit is, oh my God. I just totally blanked on what his name was.
Darth.
No, Revan doesn't scare me.
Malgus?
Some Palpatines, depending on how good your Palpatine is, I'm just like, creepy uncle, get away. Not about that.
Sure. Yeah. Darth Nihilus, he's a scary one. Like,
Darth Nihilus.
No, I like him, but I don't like the white. Doesn't he have he just has the white face mask kind of thing? Scary looking.
Well,
is that it? That's what it is. I'm not, that's the right one.
The white with the red.
Yeah. It's really scary.
Yeah.
But no, the definitely like take the villain wise, the scariest Star Wars villain is definitely the villain from the Ewok movies. That's for sure. But yeah, exciting stuff happening over on Disney Plus. So make sure y'all go check those out when they drop. They're going to be dropping fairly soon. I think next month, but I think it's April. So yeah, check those out. It's going to be fun. Maybe we'll do some reactions to the Ewok.
Come on, that would be. Everybody would love a wine and cheese night of us all, of me having the most fun ever watching Ewok movies and you guys being miserable. That sounds great.
Me, Corey, and Garrett are going to be in the back. Like,
I'm just going to be tweaking. Also, I think that we need to show Jay Silver Super Chat. Otherwise, he will mutiny.
He's right over here. So
I know. That's why.
Jay Silver says, pay producer. Producer gets paid. He gets.
Can you note this?
What?
Can you note this?
No.
Can you note this?
That goes to us now. that goes to Kessel Run Transmissions. Thank you, Jay. yeah, any last thoughts on the, which one are you more, all right, let me ask, which one are you more excited for? The Ewok movies or the Tarkovsky's Clone Wars?
I would probably say the Ewok movies because it has been so much longer since I've seen them that I've seen Clone Wars. Yeah. Also, you know, I am the queen. Like, one of my favorite things ever is the Dark Crystal and Labyrinth. So this is pure puppety, yeah, beautiful, gorgeous weirdness. And that's me. That's my whole heart is made out of a Jim Henson puppet. If you put a little X-ray right here, it would be just a puppet where someone's I'm making a go to the doctor.
Yeah, you should probably get help.
Probably. I'm
probably more excited for the Tarkovskys. I haven't seen them, so maybe that's why.
It's really rad.
Thing is, you know, I have beef with it because I have beef with the Ewok Adventures because
you have beef with everything.
I have beef with the Ewok Adventures for sure though, because the thing is, when I was like a kid, the ripe age of like 9, I was like, yo. I was at the store, I think. Like, I was at like Blockbuster, and the Ewok Adventures were there, and I went, there's other Star Wars movies that I haven't seen.
Oh, like, honey,
that's so cool. Like, I was like, oh, dude, I was so excited. I went home. Like, I remember, like, I went home. I like got ready. Like, I was like, I'm about to watch new Star Wars movies. And I was sitting there watching, and I was just like, what is this? Where's the lightsabers? Where's the Force? That's all I like. That's like my favorite thing. Still is lightsabers, and it was like my favorite thing in Star Wars. And I was like, where the. This is Ewoks, the things I don't like very much. Like, I knew they were called Ewok Adventures, but I thought there would be some. Like, when I was 9, I was like, Ewoks are stupid.
Yo, something like that happened to me once. I went to Hollywood Video, and I saw Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. And I was like, yeah, Halloween movie, too, let's man. Go.
Yeah.
So I love Halloween 3. Are you going to disown me? Okay, good.
Well, I just put it in.
So I was, weird.
Hour in expecting Michael Myers, and I was like, wow, this is weird, you know.
Nope, we get weird masks.
Do you like Halloween 3, Claire?
Come on.
Noah, weird Star Wars is my passion. Halloween 3 is freaking weird. Very weird.
That movie's rad.
It is. That's why it's great, is because it's so weird.
Yeah.
Why would they choose to make that a Halloween movie? I still think about this. I'm like, you went.
Oh, they wanted to make like an anthology series of just different kinds of weird stories on Halloween, but then that one bombed, and they were just like, just get Michael Myers. Get Michael
Myers. They want the guy in the
mask. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too when I did that as well.
Yeah, they followed you. They followed your steps.
I got Halloween 3 on DVD at a garage sale, and I was like, oh my God, Halloween, scary. Popped it in, same age probably around there. I was like, what is this? Like, this is like a bad time in my life apparently. Like, I was really getting, I was getting owned a lot by like these companies, man. But all right, well, let's move on to the next topic. This one will be fun. Which Star Wars EU character would we most like to bring in to new canon? I was gonna say live action, but new canon. There's Dash Rendar looking like a stud. There's Prince Xizor, I believe, is the name of that character. And you know, this is some characters from the EU, but I don't know, Claire. Who do you think would you bring in from the EU to canon? And you can't, you know, it's weird because nowadays you can't say Thrawn or like Revan.
No.
Revan's even been brought into canon as well because of Rise of Skywalker. Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you pick?
So had Thrawn not been there, he's of course my number one baby blue all the way back to my youth. This is probably going to be a controversial statement. Like, I would like Mara Jade, but she's not like high on my priority list. Like, I got Thrawn, but also the thing is, if you do Mara Jade, I like her story and so much in the EU, and I don't want it to have to be changed to fit with the new canon, right, if you know what I mean. So yeah. I would be okay with her just not showing up because they would have to change enough things. That would be, you know, a bummer. I'm very in love with her story. And then The actual answer, this is terrible. I have too many answers to this question. If this counts, my number one would be Darth Xana, but she is technically canon. She's just not actually appeared in it. Her existence is canon because it was mentioned in some reference book that she was the Padawan of Darth Bane, like after Darth Bane came out in Clone Wars.
Oh,
so she technically is canon, but we've got no Xana content, and I need it in my life. She's the best, and she's a little spooky Sith sorceress with a double-bladed red lightsaber. Love her. Yeah. But speaking of other fabulous ladies with a double-bladed red lightsaber is Bastila Shan. Okay, I rest my case.
Who was it?
Bastila Shan.
Bastila Shan. Not too familiar with Bastila, to be honest.
She is, she's kind of Revan's gal in the old Republic, in the Knights of the Old Republic series. Yeah. They are homies. And then it goes dark, and she's got a double-bladed gold lightsaber, and she's really, 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 really incredible. I love her. She's great. She's a tough, empathetic woman, and I think she's great. She would be a very great female addition to the Star Wars canon. She's rad.
Still, I know the name, and I've seen her before. I just didn't know much about her.
Her. Yeah. Aubrey's like, I love KOTOR, but Bastila is so mean. She is, but you're also talking to somebody who's in love with Yennefer of Vengerberg. If you are a Witcher stands, you will also be like, that's why I love her, is because she has empathy, though. She does. She does, though, through like the rest of the story. If they do it right, she's good.
Same with
Yenna.
She's Revan's wife. Apparently, that's what Aubrey says. Okay, interesting.
I think that's kind of how it went, but
yeah. Thing is, well, also
I like
Revan.
Her. I love her.
Revan's in the same boat as of Darth Xana, because they're technically brought into canon, but we haven't seen them, and we don't even know anything about them. Because they could just be totally different than we know them from the EU. Because Revan, I think, is a made canon in the Tross novelization. There's the Sith fleets are named after Sith lords, and so there's one of the fleets is called Revan, right? And like I think there's one that's even Nihilus, I believe. They cover a couple, those two picks would be cool, especially like they're Sith and like two gold lightsabers. Like that's sick. Like that is sick. Like I want to see that. Thing is, I'm going to be basic because honestly, the EU is also not my main thing. Like, I don't really care about it because thing is, I wasn't into it anyway. And then even if I was going to get into it in 2014, when they were like, none of it's canon, I was like, then who cares? Like, that was my thing. I was like, then I'm not going to go read a bunch of shit stuff that I need to, isn't even going to matter. But I know a lot of people are going to be mad about that. Now people in the chat are going to be like, it's so good. Which it is. I bet it's great. I just was like, I was really obsessed with getting into the new canon at that time. So I was like, let me learn the stuff that actually is going to affect Force Awakens and Rebels and all these other stuff that we have. This is 2014, though, I'm talking. But thing is, I think I would love to see Starkiller. I would. It would be really hard to bring him in. Would be really hard. And I would like Starkiller or Galen Merrick as in they don't even have to give him the same story, like just make a character similar, and you can call him, but I don't know. I think her or him, or maybe I don't know, Jackson. Yes, I would love to see Jax. But also, I'm like, Jackson, I miss Jax. I miss Jax, my puppy. But no, the thing is, Jackson would be cool. It'd be really stupid, actually. I hope you don't do that. What about that moon that cries? I want that crying moon. There's a moon that cries in Star Wars Legends. There's a picture of him. Let me see if I can pull that up, actually. Because it's crying moon. Star Wars.
This is very Majora's Mask, and I'm not familiar with the moon cry. It's a mountain. Correction from Aubrey in the chat. It's a mountain that cries.
Sorry, not That's right. I looked up Moon. He's crying. That's a crying mountain.
What have you guys done? Quit polluting. Quit littering. Quit.
This is what I'm saying. But here's
greenhouse gases into the air. He's crying.
This is the reason that everyone's like, the EU's better. Like, no, it's not. Not better. Sorry. Jackson, Levi Bond says Jackson has been canon for years. I didn't know this. This is news to me. I hope he didn't show up in live action anywhere. So that's fine. Or in any show or in any
he's
comic.
He's actually BFFs with Frog Lady and Frogman.
Oh, God. Well, good, because I don't think we'll ever see them again on screen.
I'm kidding, but I wish.
Thank goodness. Mount Sorrow. Why does Mount Sorrow cry, chat? Can y'all tell us? Can we all tell, like, why? Because the people I'm looking at the chat right now. He was in who? Jackson was in
why
Rebels?
Was Jackson in Rebels?
Chat, y'all got to help me out with this. Why was Jackson in Rebels? So Elijah Neal says Geode was born out of that mountain.
My boy, Geode.
I'm just still waiting for people to tell me where he was in Rebels. Aubrey, tell us where he was in Rebels.
Wait, we think he's in Clone Wars?
Jackson! Oh, wait, I think he was in TCW?
Or someone like Jackson. Let's We're gonna find out.
Someone like,
because if he's
in the background. Oh, so he's dead. Because they said it's a Jackson skeleton. Okay, well, that's fine.
Oh, poor guy.
As long, he just doesn't need to show up. Yeah. I mean, also, I would just, if we're talking EU stuff, then like even characters that are technically canon, like give me Revan. Like, give me some Old Republic stuff right now. Like, it's overdue. Like it's way over.
It is, but here's the problem: is retconning the Old Republic to, well, not, it wouldn't be retconning, I guess, but just rewriting that timeline using those characters is a sticky situation, because those stories are so people are so passionate about them. There will be quite the outcry if that story gets changed. At least I foresee that happening. So I am scared of the idea of redoing the Knights of the Old Republic era / Revan stories, because and you can't just retell them the same way, because that's not
style. That's why they did High Republic, I think. I think they wanted to do Old Republic, but they were like, everyone's gonna get really, obviously they being Star Wars fans get really mad at pretty much everything, so let's just not even touch that with a 10-foot pole right now, because that is, we're just asking for it. It's a bummer, because even like just tell the same story, like in a different medium. Like it's not hard. Like, if the story's already there and it's great, might as well just tell it again. So I don't know. I think
that gets messy, though. That gets messy also with, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how that would get done.
Yeah. Aubrey's in the chat saying, Noah, it's fine. We can be civil. I'm like, no, y'all can't. Especially these older puppies.
Twitter? Civil? What?
No. No such thing. That's not.
I wish for all of you who want it. I wish that I thought it would be the case, but I personally don't. I hope I'm wrong for your sake.
I really want it. I just think it's overdue. I think it's like one of the most, there's a lot of stories to be told in that time period, So like, I'm like, why? Let's just do it. Let's just go. Tell a new story during the Old Republic. And name drop Revan and stuff like that, just to get us there, let us think we're there, even though we're really not, that's what I think we should do. But any other characters, any last thoughts before we close it up, Claire?
Well, I think I'm going to not throw out any other characters, because just when I think one is not canon, it appeared in the background of one episode of a television show from 2009.
Right.
So I'm going to abstain from throwing out any more of these, because I know the chat's going to be like, but that one time. and I'm going to say, I abstain. I can't.
Also Nate Peak. How do we say Nate, his last name?
Okay. He's like PK Thunder, PK Fire.
Okay, PK. Nate PK says, get well, Corey Fund. Get well, Corey.
Thanks, Nate.
He's doing good.
He's feeling a little bit better today.
Yeah, he's doing good. He'll be back hopefully pretty soon. Hopefully by next week, he'll be back. Because we miss having Corey over there. Talking
they should
about
make
Fox.
All the characters from Halloween 3 canon in Star Wars. Yes!
You'll have a good one. all right. Well, I mean, since we're talking about Halloween 3 now, I guess we should probably wrap up the show. No. We should probably wrap up today's show. Claire. Oh, so who's that? What's that super chat?
Nope.
Kyle Katarn. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Dash Rendar would be another cool one, too, I think. Would be. Okay,
he'll hear you. He'll hear you. He'll know.
I'd love to see Dash show up, but all right. Well, Claire, where can they find you? On the social medias and stuff.
So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CStribs, and you can catch me on the Imperial Senate podcast. And in a week from this Saturday, again on the Blue Bantha Milk Solo 2 AI streams, I will be playing Chewbacca, and you will get to see me play L337 next time. Cool. So that's very exciting.
Exciting. Super exciting. Go check it out. Claire's Chewbacca is fantastic because it's just Claire. It's pretty much just hanging out, you know.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Being a jerk, doing what I do best.
Producer, where can they find you?
Garrett has fun, Instagram and Twitter.
Also, Claire, you're not a jerk, by the way. I just want you to know. You're not mean. You're very nice. You're very sweet.
Very nice to me, yes.
Very sweet.
Thank you.
But, you know, yeah, you're very welcome. You can follow me on Twitter at Outlaw Noah. Corey's beating me, destroying me in followers, and he keeps talking about it. So, like, let's pump my numbers up if we could.
Despite what all of y'all think, Corey's very mean off camera. So
the second the camera turns off, he's a monster, and is constantly he asked me for a water, and I'm like, why don't you go get it? He's like, I have more followers than you. Go get me a water. Not true, actually. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. But yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Outlaw Noah. Follow me on Instagram at The Outlaw Noah and Kessel Run Transmissions on Instagram and KR Transmissions on Twitter. And guys, hopefully you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, leave a like and subscribe and comment what you think about any of the topics that we talked about today. We really appreciate that. Yeah, guys. And other than that, go check out the Patreon. Patreon's going to be pumping a lot of stuff out soon. It's in the description. Our T Public store is in the description as well. And our Discord. Our Discord has been, it's you know, I don't know. We're going to get that going again, too. Shout out to everybody who's been in the Discord just hanging out. Yeah, so go check that out, too. And we appreciate all of y'all very much. And y'all have a good one. We will see you later. Yeah. And Garrett, you're going to have to end the broadcast up there.
Goodbye.
Just